everyone, and welcome to Toyota's Patriots Today. I'm Jackie Britton. Before the Patriots host the Eagles this Friday night at Gillette Stadium, we wanted to give you a sneak peek inside the production meeting where Dan Roach, Christian Fourier, and the rest of the production crew are breaking down the biggest storylines. Check it out.
All right, so Christian, going on a little bit, let's talk some Friday talking points, okay? We talked a little bit about offensive line. Bring that in a little bit with the tight end. How to play them off each other, what we're looking for.
Yeah, just looking at the tight end situation, I don't know if anybody else is, you know, nervous about this or not, but just, you know, the lack of bodies.
Right? Did you get a call this week?
You know what? I didn't, but I think I am ready. I actually went to the gym, and I think I can do my whole catch and fall.
You know, possible. But they want you to block.
That's fine. I can block, get a good little fit, but that's beyond the point.
Zumba doesn't count.
Zumba? I'm moving around. I'm dancing. Okay. Is anybody else worried about this situation, or what are we looking at here?
I think the way we look at it is the tight end position is not now meant to be an imitation of Gronk. He's meant to be the guy to come in and block the edges.
And that's why they're using the tackles in that role a lot. So right. You may not even need Maneri all that much. It's been Solder, it's been Klein, it's been Cannon it to everybody. They're all getting shots, and they block like linemen, so be lined.
And unlike tight end, the offensive line has a lot of candidates, and I think that's why Andy's right. I think they're going to use a lot of those guys. I think 7th, 8th offensive linemen are probably more talented players than the guys they have right now on the roster at tight end. That's why you're going to see a lot. It's going to be interesting to see the different combinations we see from Belichick, at least to start the game on the offensive line, too. We got to get to that.
A different angle, I think, that you guys would agree with what we've seen all training camp is Devlin. You know, he's kind of that different type of player on offense that maybe, you know, negates the need for that second tight end to go along with
the only thing I would say is in practice anyway, sort of on the line blocking has been his weakest thing. Yeah. He's a fullback.
I just meant offensive
versatility.
He's moving
forward, boom, he can blow somebody up.
You're right.
And he can actually catch. He's actually
been
decent in pass catching, running patterns. He's caught a couple touchdowns in the red zone. But in terms of being a wing or being that extra tight end, that's not.
Well, if he was going to be in that position, he wouldn't be the Y. He would be the F, or he would be the H. He would be the guy not on the line of scrimmage, but the move guy. ISO blocking, you know, do a wham block, run into the flat. I mean, you know, playing those multiple positions, and I agree with you. Watching him during practice, I mean, he was taking part in the 2-minute drill, getting open. He's not the fastest guy, but he's finding the voids. He's getting open. And he's catching the ball.
Soft he hands. Did that last week. Didn't he have that catch last week?
Yeah.
High five from Brady.
Probably
that
was
point of the game. That play. I mean, Brady got ridiculously. Let's listen to what the F and the H and the wham block. Someone played football.
Dumb it down a little.
Yeah, but dumb it down. I don't know.
If we're going inside out, talking line, now let's talk a little bit about running backs. Okay, we met with Ridley earlier. We talked a little about Vereen, but James White got a lot of ink this week. What does it mean when you read on NFL.com, James White getting runs with the first team? What does that mean around here?
Nothing. Nothing. You know, it happens all the time. You know, maybe his shoelace was untied. Who knows? The fact is that, you know, really, that's what it is. Or I'm tired. You know, take this rep for me. I'm talking to coach about something.
So can I ask this question? So, you know, normally when you do a game, you do your ISOs and you replay when something happens. You know, the offensive lineman who either makes a good block or gets beat. But if we want to analyze units, the offensive line, the tight ends, how do you guys feel about ISOing either the unit or the person? And regardless whether they make a play or get burnt, we bring back the replay so Christian could say, look at his footwork or look at his technique. Can we do more scouting report replays rather than waiting for the play to go to that area where you want to analyze?
Yeah, definitely. I think that's going to be a goal of ours to kind of showcase some of these guys that a lot of people, if they haven't been able to come to practice or maybe they're not reading the paper and they come to the game like and they're watching it for the first time, okay, I heard about this kid. What makes him good? What makes him bad? What are some things, some issues? Is he going to make the team? How can he make the team?
We have to be disciplined that if we decide, okay, on this series, let's really get into the tight end play. Mm-hmm. That we don't get distracted when there's a 6-yard run the other way or there's a 3-yard pass this way.
Yeah.
And that's where Fran's really got to say, you know, stay off the play and get to that. And then also have the judge, wait a second, that was a hell of a play. We have to show the play.
And it's a jumping off point. You know, if we ISO Josh Klein and he gets killed, well, that doesn't say what he's done for 3 weeks in camp and 2 years when he's been developed to be sort of that next in-line right guard. So, you know, the play on some level, one play, is irrelevant to the big story.
Yeah, but I'll keep saying to you guys, hey, look, just keep talking tight ends. Mm-hmm. If it's a 25-yard pass and an exceptional catch by Timms, then okay, we'll talk about the play. But in general, I'll just say, hey, keep talking tight ends, or hey, keep talking here. Or, hey, bring Andy in, you know, if I hear you say, hey, you know, bring Andy in on Vollmer here, or whatever it's going to be. Just remember, make what you say a little more concise, a little more impactful. Feel free. I have total confidence. You went off to wait for Christian to say something, then Matt to say something. You can say, hey, and there's Brian Timms. And, you know, Matt Chatham, we talked to him yesterday. Feel free to steer it that way. Okay. I might tell you in your ear, but feel free to steer it that way. And just keep things concise, impactful. Hit the talk back. Hey, go back to Timms. I got another thing I want to get. You don't. We don't have to get every single thing we learned about Timms in before the next snap. Yeah,
Patriots Today is brought to you by Putnam Investments, proud partner of the New England Patriots.